Well, to make the NCAA tournament is always a great honor, and it's a great feeling as a team because you know you've worked very hard to get to the tournament and to be the fourth seed, which means the selection committee felt that you were one of the top 16 teams in the country. That is something that our players should be proud of because they had a pretty good body of work during the regular season to tie for first place in the league with one of the number one seeds, I think shows that we were a pretty good basketball team as the year went on. And we had to come from pretty far back. We weren't getting much play for a long time this year. And once we got everybody together, Dino Gregory back, we gradually became a pretty good basketball team. So we're looking forward to playing, and I think it's a great opportunity for us. And hopefully we can have good practices and do a good job in preparation.
Gary, what did you say to the team when the announcement was first made?
I told them I was proud of the team for what they did. You know, it's so difficult now as you see the teams that didn't make the tournament. To make the tournament, as I said, is significant, and then to be a four seed, off of where we were picked before the year started and how the season started with two losses in Maui to get to the four seed. We had to work really hard to do that, so I'm proud of the team.
Eric said the team reaction was a little bit more subdued this year than last because you guys knew you were in. Was it similar for you, or how was it?
No, it's never subdued for me because when I first came to Maryland, probably before you were born, but
not quite.
Okay. I'm waiting to use that all year. But as in 89, 90 was my first year that spring. In fact, it was the week of the ACC tournament. We found out that we couldn't go to the NCAA tournament for the next 2 years and couldn't play on live television. So I've never forgotten that. And any time you make it, it's significant to me because I know the feeling of not being allowed to play in it and then barely missing it. We won 19 a couple years with maybe one more win might have gotten us there. And so you appreciate it. And I think the players appreciate it too. Obviously, it's a different way this year, but at the same time, I think that's the one thing as a college basketball player, especially in a major conference, that you want to make the NCAA tournament because a lot of times, unfortunately, you are judged on whether you make the tournament or not. And we made the tournament, so we're proud of that. I really haven't seen him, but obviously we do a good job of taping games during the year, and we have all the conference tournaments taped, for instance, and things like that. So we have plenty of tape, and we'll get more tape. Tom Penders has done a good job wherever he's been, and he's been around a little bit, and obviously he knows how to coach. He's got a great player scoring 25 a game, and anytime you have a player like that can go off like that, it's a challenge for the other team. So we'll see how that goes. But I think the big thing this week is for us to have a good week of practice and prepare yourselves. And that's what's ahead of us for this week.
Do you have a preference Thursday, Friday games, Saturdays? Does it make any difference how your weekend plans out?
Doesn't matter. You know, you just want to play. Maybe being on the West Coast, it's better to not to play till Friday. But we'll see. I guess that's not the coast. That's out west. Yes, I have. Mark Few has a big Coaches versus Cancer dinner. I was out there 1 year. It's a beautiful place, nice country.
Coach, how do you feel about being sent out west versus east? Does that mean anything to you?
2001, we got to the Final Four going out west. So, what's disappointing about it is not in terms of us playing or anything like that. And, the NCAA Tournament Committee, I've sat in on a thing where they show how they have to put teams in various lines of the thing, and it's the hardest thing I've ever seen to do is to try to balance it. But the tough thing is for the parents of the players. It's very expensive, you know, to get out there in short notice, and our fans. You know, that's the two things that make it tough. But in terms of playing, we've done well out west before, so we'll look forward to it.
This team has had games close periods together. What are you going to do this week, scheduling-wise, practice-wise, to keep your team prepared mentally and physically with the week layoff between your last game and the game on
Cup? We're in the same situation as most of the teams in the tournament, so we don't have any bigger thing to do than anybody else. We'll practice, we'll eat, and then fly out to Spokane. I mean, there's nothing to change. You don't change anything this time of year. You just try to really perfect, polish up whatever you're doing. Because if you know, we're the four-seeded team. We're not about making a lot of changes right now.
Gary, six ACC teams made it, but a 10-6 ACC team did not. Virginia Tech. And were you surprised with that?
Yeah, I was surprised. I don't know the reason. Obviously, I don't think anybody knows the reasons except, you know, the committee. So maybe they'll talk about it later on today. There's, you know, any of the 100 people talking about it on television, probably one of them can come up with something, or they'll make it up. I thought Virginia Tech was a good basketball team, but, you know, I'm not in there. I don't know how that works when they go to picking the teams.
Gary, you mentioned it. A lot of teams, schools are judged on just making it. So in this March Madness culture, it's not just that. In some people's minds, it's how well you do. Is there anything that can happen from here on that can take anything away from what's been a great year for you?
Not for us. You know, just check out the number of times Maryland has tied for the conference regular season championship. I mean, that's a great thing to do. And like I said, Duke was, you know, our conference this year. And I think it affected college basketball on the whole, the fact that the defending champion, North Carolina team, wasn't as good as people thought they would be. And I thought they were rated too high at the start of the year. I mean, you don't lose four guys to the pros, no matter how good your recruiting year is. You're not going to be as good, and you're not going to have the confidence that you did the year before. So when you start to lose a couple games, it's hard to break that cycle of you know, what's going to happen now in the next game or whatever. And so I thought our league was really good this year. In other words, you look at Florida State, look at the teams that got in. I thought they were all better than they were last year. Carolina was the only team that wasn't as good as they were last year. But yet we got everybody in the ACC during the season kind of got told that our league wasn't any good because Carolina wasn't any good. So I thought our league was everybody but Carolina, including Duke, was probably a little better this year than they were last year, the top teams. That was the picture created. That's all anybody talked about, how the ACC was down. But six teams is pretty good to be in the tournament.
The one seeds have done very well in the last few years. How realistic is, I mean, obviously, it's your goal to win this thing. How realistic is it?
I think it's everybody, once you get into the tournament, those seeds don't mean anything. In other words, there's your bracket. That's who you got to play, and whoever plays well wins this thing. We were a number one seed when we won it. I think it's there's probably an advantage to being a number one seed, but after that, a lot depends on your bracket. A lot depends if you run into a hot team or a team that's not playing as well as they did during the year. Things like that come into play, but I think you go in there with a very positive attitude and you snowball very quickly. In other words, you play two games and you're in the Sweet 16 if you win. So things should happen quickly. I thought where's that picture? Oh, I'm in the wrong room. Joe Smith and Keith Booth team was picked pretty low, and they got to the Sweet 16.
Their freshman year.
Yeah, they were picked pretty low, and they got to the Sweet 16. So maybe this team is came from as far as they did. I don't know.
You've been in the dance, obviously, for many years. What's changed from a young Gary Williams? The one thing you said, this works better if we do this during this time of year.
Well, first of all, the young Gary Williams, as you get older, you appreciate it more because you know how tough it is, and you see some teams get left out that are probably good enough to be in the tournament. And you appreciate being there, first of all. You don't gloss over the fact that you're in the tournament. You don't worry about where you're being sent. If you're a four seed or a fifth seed, fine. You just go play. And I think that comes through experience. You realize that you don't know when your last one is. So.
Obviously, it's one game at a time. Your primary focus is on Houston. But when do you start the transition to scouting the next potential team, Michigan State, 5 senior, New Mexico State, 12? Do you consider preparation at all on your way before you head to a game for them, too?
I focus on Houston. I assign assistant coaches to take each of the other two teams that are in our that we would play the next game because you only have one day to get ready. So that's how it works. That's how most schools do it. The head coach focuses on who you have to play, and then the assistant coach get the information ready so that if you do win, it's there for you to get after it.
Is Aubrey Coleman a name you had even heard of before the game?
Yeah, I'd heard of him. I haven't seen him play, but I will. Quite a bit the next couple days. I mean, you get 25 a game, you're doing something right. I mean, it's because you have great endurance to be able to do that. It takes a lot out of you scoring points like that every night, and the focal point of the other team's defense, things like that. You have to be really good to get 25 a game. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.